Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I am Ian McCann. This week, Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well.
It is the most dignified of songs. Bill Withers' captivating little blues is more a series of sketches than a story. It draws on the history of African Americans and their relationship with Christianity, and it hints at the violence of slavery. Oh, and it pays tribute to Withers' grandmother, Lula Galloway, in the lines, "Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well." Bill Withers wrote Grandma's Hands before he had a record deal. He launched his recording career at the age of 32, signing with Sussex Records in 1970, after a career in aircraft assembly and the US Navy. Grandma's Hands featured on his debut album, Just As I Am. He sang in stellar company, with Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills and Nash on guitar, Jim Keltner, who would play with Bob Dylan and the Traveling Wilburys, on drums, and three quarters of the MGs, including Booker T. Jones himself, producing the LP. But Withers was cautious and practical, and he was not starry-eyed about the sessions. He kept his day job, believing the music business fickle. However, he was an immediate success. The album went top 40 in the US. His first single, Ain't No Sunshine, was number 3. And Grandma's Hands made it to number 42.
Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say. Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for?
Grandma's Hands was an unlikely downbeat hit in the pimped-up, super-fly world of early 1970s black American music. In some respects, Withers suited the era's singer-songwriter boom better than the soul music scene, and the directness of his message was exemplified in Grandma's Hands. The song depicted his grandmother as an all-round protector, picking him up when he fell, warning him he might step on a snake, intervening when he was facing a flogging, as well as finding time to comfort unmarried mothers. Withers had been a sickly child with asthma and a stutter, and he once said, "Grandmothers tend to gravitate towards the weak kid." Artists raided Withers' records for material like wasps at a picnic, and Grandma's Hands was no exception. Mary Clayton, who's famous for wailing on the Rolling Stones song Gimme Shelter, covered Grandma's Hands first in her regular rock soul style. After that, in 1973, the Staple Singers took the song back down south to a territory Grandma Lula would have recognised. The following year, Barbra Streisand got away with Grandma's Hands on an arrangement that's grittier than her usual fare. In 1979, the jazz funk vocalist Dal Giroux included the song in an entire album of Bill Withers' adaptations. And 2 years later, in 1981, Gil Scott-Heron, who was curiously keen on songs that mentioned troubled mothers, gave it a funky update.
Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Scotty, why you run so fast? Might fall on a piece of glass.
Later, Withers' elegantly simple song, Grandma's Hands, found itself being not covered, but sampled on the track No Diggity by Blackstreet in 1996. It featured the future business billionaire, Dr. Dre. It was only the slightest of samples, but it made the song. The opening guitar figure and Withers' gospel-y mm-hmm from Grandma's Hands were modified and used as a motif throughout No Diggity. The track became a worldwide hit and went to number one in the US.
Play on, play that. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fades to Blackstreet. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me.
Then Simon Cowell entered the story, and Grandma's Hands began to lose some of its dignity. Cowell released an unofficial anthem for the England football team as they prepared for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. It was called Shout by Shout for England. A short-lived ensemble featuring the rapper Dizzy Rascal and actor James Corden. It was a mash-up of No Diggity with the Grandma's Hand sample and the song Shout by the band Tears for Fears. And the result was as lamentable as the England team's performance on the pitch. It was also credited to a dizzying number of songwriters, 12 in total, more than a football team's worth.
Come on, England, we need to sort it out. Put the stamps down, pull your finger out. Leave the wax alone, set aside your ego. We're tired of bragging about 40 years ago.
Withers' opinion of the mashup is unknown. What he thinks about Grandma's Hands, however, is no secret. He has called it his favourite of the songs he has written. Quite an honour, considering his reputation as a tunesmith. Withers said it was about when I learned how to really love somebody from a nice old lady. And that's as good a reason as any to write a song.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.